Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week, and in the fourth Aliyah of Parshat Tazria, we have five psukim. In this Aliyah, we continue hearing about the halachos of Tzara'as, specifically what happens when Tzara'as appears on the top of a burn. Again, as in all of the halachos of Tzara'as, a Kohen must look at it to see if it is the right size, the right color of Tzara'as, or if it is scar tissue from the burn. Now, as the Torah mentions in our Aliyah and throughout the Parsha, the only way for a person to become Tamei by Tzara'as is if a Kohen sees the Tzara'as and declares it Tamei. Tzara'as is indeed in the skin, but it is a spiritual disease, not only a physical disease. Therefore, you may be a world-renowned Talmud Chacham who knows all of the halachos of Tzara'as, or you may be a world-class dermatologist. But if you are not a Kohen, then you may not declare a person Tamei with Tzara'as. You also may not declare a person Tahor when Tzara'as is gone. But the question is why? Why in our Aliyah and in our Parsha is it so important to have a Kohen determine Tzara'as? Many Mefarshim discuss this question. I'd like to share a beautiful approach given by my friend and former neighbor, Rav Yitzchak Tursky Shlita, tremendous Talmud Chacham from Neve Daniel. This is found in his Sefer Amita Shel Torah on this Parsha. Rav Tursky speaks about this at length with many sources. I'll do my best to summarize his ideas in this brief FMT. Anything that is unclear is, of course, my fault. Says Rav Tursky, the halachos and the messages of a mitzora, a person with tzara'as, all point to a mode of behavior that is almost the polar opposite of a Kohen and what a Kohen stands for. For example, the Torah later in our parsha will tell us that a mitzora's clothing must have a tear in it, and he must let his hair grow. He can't get a haircut. A Kohen, on the other hand, is not allowed to have tears in their clothing. They're not allowed to let their hair grow wild. Or another example, we know that a mitzora must leave the camp, but the Kohen, on the other hand, lives and serves in the center of the camp. The Kohen represents life in this world and the next, and living properly and fully in the service of Hashem. The Mitzora, on the other hand, as the Gemara tells us in Nedarim Daf Samach Dalid, the Mitzora is considered like a dead person. The Kohen represents eternal life, and the Mitzora represents a living, breathing death. And there are other examples as well. The Kohen and the Mitzora are opposites. So it's the Kohen who represents life and Tahara and who brings Tahara to Bnei Yisrael. He must be the one to declare whether a person has Tzara'as. And how does he do that? The Torah tells us, and the halacha is, that the Kohen must again declare, must say, whether a person is Tamei or Tahor. He must use his speech. He must use his power as a Medaber, that power which separates us from the rest of the creation. The Kohen who uses his power of Dibur, of speech, to daven for Bnei Yisrael, the Kohen must use that power to help the Mitzora. And that too is in contrast to the Mitzora. Excuse me. Who used his speech improperly by speaking Lashon Hara. Now that person must, as the Torah says later in our parsha, the Mitzora must use his speech, and he has to declare himself, Tamei, Tamei, the Mitzora does. The Mitzora used his speech improperly. He lost that special status of a Medaber, so it is the Kohen who uses his speech to declare the Mitzora Tahor or Tamei. Now, Rabbi Tursky does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on what he says, that the Mitzora used his speech to speak Lashon Hara, to cause strife, to cause discord in the community and in the family. So it's the Kohen, the descendant of Aaron HaKohen, who was an Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, who did everything he could and put all of his energies into bringing Shalom and peace and harmony and love. It must be the Kohen who helps the Mitzora return and get atonement. And this whole message, therefore, is quite beautiful. It is the Kohen and only the Kohen who represents Tahara and life and being and living in the camp of Bnei Yisrael, bringing peace to Bnei Yisrael. It is that Kohen who must use his power of speech to help the Mitzora achieve atonement after his actions and his speech have brought death and conflict and pain. Through the Torah process, the Metzora is reborn with a new life and with a new outlook on the gifts he has received and the power of life and speech that he can use for good and for Tahor purposes. Have an amazing day, everyone.